This is Raleigh Burley sitting down with Maura Masters. Hello, Maura.
Hi, Raleigh.
It seems like Alice is really taking the initiative to make these national and global marches local.
Right. You know, Alice is by for and about women, and so we like to hold events or sponsor events that women can come to that about topics that are important to us and important to our communities where we live. And so with a general overlying umbrella theme of, you know, well-being and health for the women we know and love and also women all over the planet. Yeah, I think we should just have a march every weekend. Why not? It's a good way to start your weekend every Saturday morning. You know, come out and march about something and then go to a soccer game, go hiking, you know, go grocery shopping. This will be our fourth march this weekend, the 29th.
Do you have any intentions to organize a march that isn't a sister march of a national march, but maybe just something from Alice for this community?
Maybe, you know, if something arises, we'd like to partner with other groups. You know, we've partnered in the past with Save Michelle's Garden and then Wild Women for Wilderness, or Women for Wilderness. They're a local group, and they come to the marches now. And there's all sorts of different little groups around this valley that like to go do stuff. And this weekend coming up, we're actually partnering with the Indivisible Roaring Fork group. It's a sister event of People's Climate Movement, and they're in Washington, D.C., so they're doing a huge march, and, you know, similar to the Women's March. These marches, if anything else, have been a good place or a good way for people who wouldn't ordinarily speak out or feel uncomfortable about doing something like that, getting politically involved, you know, scientists or teachers in the classroom or lab or whomever, you know, getting up and going out and doing something for an hour and feeling like they're participating and, you know, active, and that might carry them to do something else, take some other kind of action, make a phone call, write a letter, you know, find other things to do. So if nothing else, these Alice marches, you know, they create awareness for sure, but they also, you know, are a catalyst to get people moving.
Well, what about the people who don't think it's effective, or they feel like, oh, my energy, it's not going to make a difference if I march?
Well, you know, as I said before, I think that, you know, if you get up and you do something, it will lead you to do something else. And, you know, I'd much rather be proactive in going out and doing something than sitting back and waiting for other people to do stuff for me. I think it provides an awareness and a broad understanding of what's happening nationally for us to hold these events. You know, it's something tangible we can do. You know, you can write letters, you can make phone calls, but when you're in a group of like-minded people, there's such a different energy. And you meet people, you learn from people, and, you know, I told you about those other groups who are now part of the march. Well, I didn't know them before until the marches. It's networking, and it's just building relationship and community. And, you know, Alice is about that.
Cool. Anything you'd like to see happen in this march? I've heard people say, well, they tend to be so kind of quiet. Would you like drumming and chanting?
Well, you know, that'd be fine. You know, drumming and chanting is fine. If 2 people come or 2,000 people come, you know, I just want to create awareness for women's health and other issues that affect women in this valley and, you know, internationally. So any kind of awareness is good awareness as far as I'm concerned. And we are a quiet bunch because I think that we all like each other so much that we start walking and then we get introduced to other people and it just becomes one giant conversation. And, you know, it's not that we forget what we're there for, but we just enjoy each other so much.
Right.
And alert, you know, and it's just fun. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually hoping that this weekend, because it is climate change and sort of about Mother Earth and preserving the planet we live on, that people come in costume. You know, I'm encouraging flower wreaths and hair and all that kind of stuff because, you know, why not? It's a fun thing to do and it's a beautiful place and let's celebrate what we have. It might be a little early for dandelion wreaths, but, you know, you can always find flowers.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.